Hey, I'm Robbie Kramer. You're listening to the Leverage Podcast, where we discuss using your social skills to hack dating, travel, finding your dream job, and becoming a complete man.
The one-on-one is the biggest thing, right? Because that gives off the impression that there's some sort of romantic thing going on. Usually men and women don't spend time together alone unless there's some potential for sex to happen, right? If it's a friendly thing, then why not involve more friends? And it, just in general, I found that as I have more and more social opportunities and get better, you know, as a social dude, I tend to invite way, way, way fewer people out to do one-on-one things. Like, the only time I'll ever invite a girl out one-on-one is if I know we're gonna fuck. But even then, I'd usually rather invite her out to like a group thing and then just bang her after. For example, a girl that I hooked up with probably 9 months ago, who I never really followed up with just due to my relationship at the time. And I was traveling. It was like right before we left for the Euro trip last year. We hooked up and it was awesome, but never followed up. She hit me up on a random app, and I've had this happen a few times where I've, like, my buddy Sasha told me to download the app called Telegram, and I don't know if you guys have heard of this, but he's like, hit me up on Telegram, I'm not using WhatsApp anymore. Like, okay, weirdo, why the fuck aren't you using WhatsApp? But you guys have probably heard, you know, some content with me and Sasha. He's kind of like an anarchist and he wants to stay off the grid sort of guy. He's always traveling the world. So I'm guessing WhatsApp, he didn't like it because Facebook owns it or some shit like that, right? But he's like, get this Telegram. I couldn't even find him on there. But then I get a message out of the blue from this girl, Lacey, saying, hey, stranger. I'm like, hey. She goes, what's good? And I said, everything, you. She goes, same, smiley. It's been a minute. I said, I know. We should do something about that. She said, I concur. I said, I'm heading out of town tomorrow for a bit, but you free tonight? She said, was going to hit up a friend's birthday at the W, but that won't last too long, so do you have any plans? I said, Luis, you know him. We stayed at his house last time, winky face. I'm visiting, and the reason for the winky face, because we fucked in his house. I said, so there's a small crew going out. Meet up after your birthday? She said, ha, yes, I remember. Let's definitely hang out later. I said, cool, hit me up when you're free. Text me if I don't respond, because I always forget to check this app. So, just a little back and forth, as you guys hopefully can kind of gathered from that exchange. I'm not doing a ton of flirting. Obviously, this is a girl I've already fucked. But there's nothing real crazy about, you know, I'm not hardcore trying to be funny or witty on text. Just kind of light, playful, straight to the point. But that's not the first time that's happened where I've downloaded like a different app and had a girl randomly hit me up there. It happened on Voxer as well. Some girl who was on the rebound and she saw me, my face on Voxer, and decided to text me out of the blue. Don't get Voxer. It's like an old walkie-talkie app that used to be popular. Now it's not, but I don't know. Download this app, Telegram. Maybe you'll get random sex invites. Who knows? But the point is, I think why I was going on that tangent anyways, was it's a lot less formal and a lot more comfortable if you have a good social circle and you have cool, fun friends that you go out with. You don't even need to go on dates. Just invite the girl out with your group. And you'll get so much third-party validation by that. That, you know, she comes out, she meets you, you guys all hang out. You don't have to spend all your time trying to have a conversation with her and have to, like, be witty or engaging or anything. You just chill and let your social circle do the work for you if you have a good social circle. If you don't, then this is not a strategy for you. But keep that in mind. When the better you get, the more influence your social circle will have on your dating life, and you don't even need to go on dates anymore. Like Ben Wolf, for example, or, you know, he's one of the moderators in the group. He's the one who kind of invented the whole moho thing. Like, the guy is probably, he never goes on fucking dates ever. Like, why would he? He's just constantly surrounded by girls and they're just throwing themselves at him because the social circle is so beastie. show. Trying to think. I just did an interview with Cliff's List. He's an old fucking pickup dude from way back in the day who actually has a huge mailing list. So I talked about leverage and a bunch of other stuff about going through this process. And it always reminds me I need to share more stories with you guys. One thing we talked about, and I'll stop me if this is... Well, fuck it. You're just going to have to listen to it. So when I started getting to the point where I was dating multiple women and didn't want to cheat and I didn't want to hide it and I didn't want to be weird and have that annoying, you know, guilt or fear hang over my life, I learned to have the I want to be open and non-exclusive conversation. And I got really good at that, having that conversation. And I got so good at having that that now I don't have to have it. But I think everyone should learn how to deal with that situation when it comes about. So what most guys do is they basically just kind of, you know, start fucking a girl. And after a certain period of time, she'll bring up the what are we? Are we exclusive sort of thing. And then he'll stumble through that conversation by being, oh, yeah, but kind of like a backpedaling, right? Because he doesn't really want to be exclusive. I'm not saying this should be your mentality. If you want to be exclusive, monogamous, great. More power to you. But if you don't, and you don't want to get stuck in that situation with a girl, then you should follow this advice. After, you know, the third, fourth, fifth time hooking up, while you're laying in bed together, pillow talk, if you know for sure that you want to continue seeing other women and you have a pretty good idea that she's open to that, most girls are not going to be open to that if they're in the age range of like 27 to 32 because the biological clock is ticking. They might want something more serious. So, you know, you might not want to just fuck around with those girls in the first place if you know that that's what they're looking for, and you know that you're probably not looking for that. Date younger girls or date older girls who are past that stage. But if you think she's probably open to it and you know that's what you need in your life, then after sex, during this pillow talk, I would say, hey, I fucking love hanging out with you. You're awesome. You're good at sex. You do sex good. Don't quote me. I'm just doing my retarded shit that I say that I think is funny. I want to keep seeing you, and I want to let you know like what my thoughts are so far, because I like sharing, and that's the adult thing to do. So I'll go first, and then you go. Deal? Cool. All right. So you're awesome. I love hanging out with you. I'm kind of in a weird place in my life where I'm traveling a lot. I'm being a selfish sort of dude where I'm like exploring and having fun and partying, and I want to keep doing that. I want you around, and... you know, I'm not like, you know, I want you in my life in some shape or form. I'm not like the let's have kids and get married, you know, in the next year or two. I'm guessing you're not in that space either, knowing you. But, you know, I just love hanging out with you. I want to keep it casual and keep it fun. And I want to be able to like open up to you and have these conversations and connect with you. And you can tell me what's going on. You can tell me, like, I love honesty. You tell me about other guys you're dating. That's cool. I'm not really the jealous type. Whatever you want to share, I invite you to do that. And I'm hoping that you'd want to do the same. What are your thoughts? And hear what she has to say. She might say, you know what? I really like you and I want this to be something more serious. So I don't really want to get involved further. And I'm sorry. And you can say, okay, that sucks, but that's the way it is. And she'll probably call you back in the next 1 to 2 weeks, 1 day to 2 weeks, and tell you, eh, we should hang out. And then she'll be on the program that you want, because if you're doing sex with her good, then she's going to want to keep getting that golden D, I promise. Almost every single girl, no matter what, if you're fucking them well and making them come, they will want to continue having that in their life, regardless of whether or not it's on their terms or yours. And most girls, if they're young and fun and cool and hot and open, they'll be like, yeah, that sounds dope. That's exactly what I want. I just went out with this date with this idiot the other day. You got to hear about this. This is so fucking lame. And you can have fun conversations where you talk about other people you fuck, and you can go and take her to sex parties or have threesomes with her or do whatever you want now that you've kind of crossed that barrier of, oh, are we exclusive or not? Uh-oh, right? So does that all make sense? Is that helpful?
Yeah, it makes sense. I think it could be helpful. I would just say, I think from an older girl's perspective, 35 plus, maybe 45, somewhere around that age, they're really not into that. They've kind of settled their wild streak and want to settle down anyway. So that might be a difficult sell.
Well, you'd be surprised, my friend. You would be very surprised. Yes, I do agree that the majority are going to feel like that. Especially, 35 to 45 year olds, maybe they've been single for the whole time, or maybe they're recently divorced or out of a long relationship. Maybe they have kids, maybe not. But it's probably an easier sell to them to the girl between 27 and 32. I promise you that. You'd be surprised how many older women are open with having open relationships and just getting good sex. You know, as a woman gets older, it's a lot tougher for her to find good dick. So she's even more apt to take it than a lot of girls in their early 20s, because they can hook up with whoever they want. But as a woman gets older and her options narrow, trust me, it's a whole different ballgame. And your mentality, if you go in with the mentality of, yeah, she's probably not going to want to do this, you're kind of, you're creating your own nightmare, or you're stacking the odds against you, because all of that is going to come across in your expression. That subtle, I hope you agree, you're probably not going to like this, but I'm going to tell you anyways, that subtle apologizing will come through. And if she feels you apologizing, women are very intuitive, and she's going to jump on that, and she's going to test you, and she's going to be like, oh yeah, so you're just some player, right? You're going to get that sort of thing. But if you're like, no, this is who I am, and this is what I want, it's going to come across as very confident, very masculine, and you won't get that shit test sort of thing from her. And she might just be like, no, that's great. And you don't have to say it's never going to be something like that. You can be like, hey, and I'm totally open to see where anything goes. I'm not saying I'm ruling anything out, but I just like to take things slow, and I really like to get to know people before making life decisions. I think it's retarded when people jump into relationships based on sex. You should be in a relationship based on mutual awesome personalities, right? That should be, you should be in a relationship with someone who you call one of your best friends or your best friend, not just someone who gives you a lot of orgasms. That's a recipe for really shitty relationships. And then I'll get into the whole, I don't know if you guys have seen the post that went on Elite Daily, the whole eros, philia, different sorts of love. Greeks have different names for different sorts of love, and how people jump into relationships too soon just because sex is awesome and they're essentially addicted to that high of amazing sex and falling in love, but it's a drug, it's not real. So if you jump into a relationship for those reasons and you don't take things slow and really learn who your partner is before you commit, you're just asking for trouble down the road. You're asking for heartbreak. So you need to be versed in that conversation to effectively deal with whatever she throws at you from the original conversation. But you see, I have all of these, and if you want to call them reframes, fine, but they're the truth of the matter. People approach relationships in such a fucked up, retarded way in our culture. No wonder there's a divorce rate that's well greater than 50%, right? 99.9% of relationships fail. Over 60% of marriages fail, right? And people are always getting relationships for the wrong reason. And what's our society going to tell women to do is pressure a guy into a relationship. If he's fucking you, he shouldn't be fucking anyone else. Nonsense, garbage, horseshit. Don't let, women manipulate you with how society thinks it should be, because our society is certainly fucking retarded when it comes to their way of approaching relationships. So, but you have to train, essentially you have to train the girl that you're dating into that thought process, right? And that's a healthier thought process for her. Like any girl who usually ends up successful in the dating realm, she's dating multiple guys at once. She's learning what she likes. Doesn't mean she's fucking all of them and, being a being a dirty, smelly sleut. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I love dirty, smelly sleuts, but or not smelly, but dirty, smell dirty ones. but they're doing the same thing. It's just socially acceptable for them to do it, right? If they're doing it, they're just, you know, waiting for the right guy. But if you're doing it as a guy, you're a fucking pig and a player. Fucking bullshit double standard. But that's how it goes. Thoughts, concerns, times where you've tried that and it's blown up in your face. Times where you've done other shit and it didn't work.
yeah, just I'm just some of the girls I've dated. I've explained in another version of what you're talking about, and it hasn't really sunk through.
well, that's okay. You're, you know,
my friend, but the other ones, the ones I'm dating, they, it doesn't really quite land. They're just so attached. So we wind up going our separate ways.
Right. And that's the trouble, is if you get attached too soon before you have that conversation, the conversation is they're going to be like, oh yeah, cool story. I still don't want to keep fucking you if you're fucking other girls. Right. So when you have that conversation, and who you have that conversation with is vital to the success. You're going to know, right? If you're dating some girl and you're like, she's not going to sign up for that. She wants to find the one. She's not fucking around. You can try to have that conversation and she's going to basically laugh at you. Right? But with a young, hot 20-something-year-old who's having fun and who you met out and partying and she likes to party, she's going to be like, oh my God, that's so awesome. I'm so stoked you're like this. So many guys are like so clingy and annoying and they just want to be exclusive fucking losers. So I promise if you're hanging out with those types of girls, like the one we met in Miami, right? She is the perfect candidate for that conversation.
Awesome. Are you still talking to her? Like, you know, she's
yeah, still- we keep in touch. We keep in touch via WhatsApp. She's down in Lima, where she's from. And, I hit her up every once a month at this point. I don't really try too hard to stay top of mind. She hits me up about a third of the time that I hit her up. So if I end up heading down to South America, about a month before I make any plans, I'll re-engage her and try to feel her out and see if I should add a stop to my itinerary to see her. But I really liked her. She was cool. Awesome girl. Very, what's that?
I said, you're welcome.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, we were out of the 21 convention and we were out and Mark was putting in work with her all night. And if I would have been an asshole, I would have swooped in. But trust me, I did everything I could to cock promote him. But at the end of the day, it was a very tricky situation. Where I had to like use Snapchat and a bunch of the shit I had just kind of made up on the spot. And that ended up leading to sex later that night. But fuck, that was a weird interaction with the supervisor. You guys have seen the write up. It's the one with the half Venezuelan, half Peruvian girl in Miami with the supervisor. So I'm not going to tell the story, but thanks to Mark. He opened it and put in all the work, some of the work. But one of the requirements for moving up belts, I think it's when you go from brown to belt, purple to blue or blue to purple, is you have had to get multiple people laid in the group by your efforts. So you can cross one of those off the list. I promise if we hang out more, I'll return the favor and more so.
I look forward to it, really.
Well, everyone who went on the Europe trip last year.
A good time that night, so.
Yeah. everyone who's been on, I think the last two trips, every single person has ended up having sexual intercourse. Not that that's the reason to come on a trip, but when you hang out with guys who are good, you just tend to have that happen a lot more. And working as a team, it's night and fucking day how much easier it is to meet girls and, you know, have meaningful interactions that end up with strong connections. Because here's the point, right? It's not about going out and fucking girls that night. But in our society, with the amount of noise and the amount of bullshit grabbing people's attention, if you don't hook up with a girl the first night you meet her, there's a decent chance you might never see her again. Because she got back with an ex, or there's some dude that she's been jonesing to fuck, and she's going to see that through. And you'll just kind of fall through the cracks. Not because she didn't like you, but you just weren't on the top of the list. And if you can seal the deal that first night, now you have such a stronger connection, and she's so much more likely to hook up with you again. And you're way more likely to get into any sort of relationship you want with that girl because you made that connection happen fast. So I'm not saying get good at this shit so you can fuck girls the same night. I'm saying the better you are, the more likely you'll have these lasting, awesome connections that don't fizzle out into nothing. Because a number these days is very, it's not the same as it was, you know, 10 years ago. Getting a number was like, oh, cool, she's probably going to hang out with you. Now, getting a number is like worse than getting her fucking Snapchat. You have a better chance of getting her Snapchat and, you know, being a fucking idiot and posting a bunch of silly stories and your cool life. Look at me. I don't make any money, but, you know, I do lots of cool shit, but I'm broke and I'm pretending to be cool like a promoter. And then you should fuck me. It's retarded. You guys understand how retarded? Like, it's, I think it's hopefully a blip in the time frame, but the reason why girls are choosing to fuck guys in Western culture right now are all the wrong reasons. Like, if you're a fuckboy, you're going to get fucked. That's basically what has become the situation. If you're a good dude with a good steady job, who's reliable, who pays his bills, who has good credit, you're not exciting and they don't want to fuck you. Which is everything our culture tells us to be. So do all these things and your life will be good, except you won't get laid ever and you'll masturbate furiously and hang yourself. So good idea, society. Fuck society. Fuck society, assholes.
Well, this is one of the main reasons why I like European women, and I feel like Latinas too, because they actually do appreciate the responsible, secure guys. That's changing too with the younger generation. I feel like American youth is kind of the worst with regard to fuckboy status via social media, but that's slowly creeping its way across the world. So all the more reason to travel to other parts while it's still kind of old school.
Totally. You got to go to countries where feminism is no longer, or feminism is not popular. Western Europe sucks my dick. America sucks my dick. Asia, whatever, irrelevant. So you got to go to Eastern Europe or South America. That's where all the fun is. South Africa, the rest of Africa, I don't know. That seems dangerous. Just not enough. Not dangerous, but you get what I mean. There's not a lot of social opportunities there. A lot of cool cities to check out. Middle East, that is dangerous. They don't like Westerners there very much. But you'll find that, as Sherban said, women do appreciate a real man over there. And being a real man gets you the girl over there. Being a fuckboy in the U.S. gets you the girls here, which is why you shouldn't date or look for American girls. Because most of them suck. The huge majority of them suck. Thoughts?
Yeah, that's all, you know, that's all good information. I think, you know, a lot of the details of the how-tos, I think, are important as well, right? And I think everyone's got a different environment that they're in. I'm totally different here in Tennessee as compared to LA or New York or Chicago.
Agreed. Girls from Nashville are way better than girls from New York, LA, and Miami. Girls from Raleigh-Durham, girls from Charleston. I think you're not dealing with the standard feminist, fem-Nazi nonsense, liberal horseshit girls from the big cities. Like the worst place I think in the U.S. maybe for going out to bars is like D.C., right? Because women will be typically in the bar on Tinder swiping when there's guys that are nice and there to meet in person. But no, they'd rather swipe on Tinder and get that dopamine rush of you've got a match than actually meet someone and have a legitimate conversation. Some of this is what Roosh talked about on his podcast the other day about why night game sucks. And it's a very, I've got a negative approach to it, but you can use that to your advantage. But the fact that I had to use Snapchat to get the girl in Miami to stop, basically spinning around on the dance floor and getting attention from like 90 guys is, whatever. That's just our culture. It sucks, but that's the way it is. If you can't beat them, join them. But there's other places where what you're presenting will be much better received than the U.S. So that's why you should go.
Hey, Robbie, since you were like improvising a lot of that, you thought of designing material for those sorts of situations now?
Yeah, I think I talked about it on the last podcast. I'll talk about it now, might as well. So due to the distraction and the constant noise and basically in our lives, living in Western cultures, people are glued to their phones all the time, me included. I check my phone probably like every fucking minute. I wish I didn't, but I do. And not because, I have to, but it's just kind of become a habit. I do run multiple businesses from my phone, so I have that excuse, obviously. I can run this group from my phone. I can do everything from this phone. I can even edit the website from this phone, respond to all the Facebook messages. But then WhatsApp messages, all the dating apps that I don't use but I once used, those are all coming through. I can't tell you how many fucking seeking arrangement emails I get every day that I don't check because I no longer have the membership just because I don't have time. But I'm getting like 7 to 10 messages from seeking arrangements every fucking day. You've been viewed, or this girl liked you, or she sent you a message. So this is a ton of noise in our culture. And you'll be successful if you can cut through the noise. Especially in a nightclub, it's just fucking noise. There's deafening music by the world's best DJs with bottle service, with flashy, flickering fire coming out of bottles, with girls sitting on play cars being paraded in by like 7 other girls holding the cars. It's just a fucking spectacle what goes on in nightlife these days. So if you expect to like just walk up to a girl and have a nice friendly conversation in a nightclub, good fucking luck. You need some angle. Either being a good dancer used to work, but and that would have worked at that place in Miami where we were at, Mark, with all the salsa. But that's not going to work in LA because no one fucking dances. In New York, no one dances. People just kind of gyrate and wave their arms in the table or wave their arms in the hand at a table while guzzling alcohol and snorting cocaine or going to the bathroom to do that. Or they're rolling on some sort of pill, right? So the attention span is very, very small. So it's your job to cut through the noise. One of the easiest ways to do that is have short, fast interactions with girls, get their fucking Snapchat, send them a picture while you're with them. And they're like, oh, Snapchat, fun. Yay, this is exciting. I love Snapchat. I'm on Snapchat 23 hours a day, and now this guy and me are on Snapchat. And that is my main source of staying top of mind with a girl now is Snapchat. I might post a story once every like 4 or 5 days. I'd only post stories when I'm doing interesting stuff, but I can always see who's watching me, who viewed my story, and it's the same girls over and over and over. And I know that if I send them a personal snap, they're going to respond. If I say, let's hang out, they're going to respond. A lot of the times they'll be sending me personal snaps and asking me to hang out. That's when I know it's a done deal and they definitely want to hook up. But doing that in the club when you know a girl, like in that situation I described before, let's say things are going really well with a girl, you've spent a decent amount of time with her, you're hoping to close the deal that night or at least leave with her that night to another venue to solidify the connection. Anytime you change venues with a girl and move locations, you've gone two places with her and you've gone through that journey. You have more of a history, more of a connection because you've done that. You're not just some dude she met in the club. You're the guy that she met. And then you guys went and had this after party and like, you're viewed differently. You're now on the inside in a sense. So whatever you can do to make that happen without pushing it too far, you should do. So if you find that she's not giving you love when you talk to her because she has so many distractions from the other dudes around or other girls around, but you every time you send her a snap, she responds immediately, which will happen. It's insane. Women, not just women, anyone, people would rather have a conversation on their phone with someone who's not in front of them than sitting there talking to someone in front of them, me included. Like, it's just how we are. Our society has created that. Smartphones have made us into that, unfortunately, and I do my best to not do that. I try to put my phone away and stay present with the people I'm with, which can be a challenge. A lot of the time I'm at home with my family and everyone else is on their phone, so I get on my phone. It's like, fuck, I came home and I visit my family and we all just sat on our fucking phones. But at least if I'm on my phone and my family's on their phone, I'll send them all a funny meme and we'll laugh together. So, you know, don't hate on the way things are. Find a way to use it to your advantage. So snap with the girl that's standing right next to you at the club. You know, send her a funny thing on Instagram if that's what it takes. So use these tools, and it's easy to tell which girls are going to want to do that and which ones aren't. Just look for the ones that are on their phone all the time. If you see a girl who's constantly on her phone at a nightclub, go up to her, approach her, get her fucking Snapchat. Say, whoa, what's on your phone? It must be pretty fucking awesome because it's definitely better than what's going on here, I can tell, because you're on your phone. Show me what's so good. And she'll show you, like, I don't know, some YouTube channel. Probably not, because it'd be too loud. But she'd be like, oh, look, I'm following this guy. Look at these hilarious pictures that he posts on Instagram. And now you know what she's into. So, you know, walk away, get a drink, send her a DM with, you know, a different funny thing on something she likes. That's using it to your advantage. Make sense?
I mean, that's... I think that's pretty true. I think that's something that I mean, it was pretty interesting, something that I've seen, but maybe not necessarily consciously realized or would be able to verbalize. But it's like you said, people would rather talk on their phones or through Snap or Instagram than actually talk to people, which I think is something that maybe I think that's something I struggle with because I'm kind of reverse wired from most people. Like, I don't really lend myself to Snapchat or Instagram or anything like that. I actually really have a pretty easy time being present and talking to people in person. So I think I'm like the opposite. So I think that kind of leaning into the current trend, it's like it's almost like you're kind of hinting at, if you can't beat them, join them. Leaning into that, I think, is something that I could try, and hopefully, you know, just be another kind of A/B test to see if that would kind of get me more of the results that I want. So that was my initial thought off of hearing all that.
Well, you should be thankful that you don't have a hard time being present around people, and you should continue to be that way because it's a gift to be able to listen to someone. And for them to experience being listened to, and people who also share that gift with you, are going to see the value in you, and you'll be able to make meaningful relationships easier than if you are one of these other people who can't do that. Right. So pat yourself on the back for that. But then what you also do is you beat the fuck out of yourself for doing poorly with these girls who are really into that, right? You're like, well, I can't get these girls and I suck and blah, blah, blah. But it's just because your approach is wrong. You see that? Right. And yeah, it's annoying. It's annoying to have to deal with those girls, but either choose, be like, all right, well, I'm going to deal with them and I'm going to go through the painful process of learning to be better on these stupid social media platforms, or I'm not going to beat myself up over some fucking dumb bitch who's on Snapchat rather than talking to the guy in front of her, right? Like, you got to pick one side. Don't beat yourself up, right? Because that's what you do, and that's what a lot of guys will do, and they'll be like, well, fuck those girls, and they'll hate on that, but then they won't use the tools to their advantage, right? And I'm not saying you're saying fuck them, but a lot of guys do.
Right, right.
They'll become a hater. Like Roosh, he's a hater, right?
Right, yeah, exactly.
And he's like, well, fuck it, I'm just going to go to Europe and meet girls there. Well, okay, fine, you can do that, right, and have that hack. Or you could also meet girls here. You just have to, you know, relate to them on the level that they're at. And sure, they might be, you know, you kind of have to untrain that behavior, but it's very easy to do that. You know, I've dated mohos are like the epitome of social media obsession, right? Any girl who's young, hot in that scene, like, they're going to have the attention span of a fucking fly. But the more time they spend with me, the more that they start to realize the importance of presence and the importance of, you know, being a little bit more mature and actually thinking about the decisions you make and giving a fuck about things other than, you know, your Instagram posts. But they're hot. So, you know, you can mold a girl into an amazing girlfriend, especially if she's young. So don't rule them out just because, you know, they're dumb bitches on social media while they should be having conversations with you. Right. Be someone to, you know, further the world versus naysay. But that's something you could really improve at, because, you know, you need to be able to make these very quick, fast, strong connections and then leave at the high note, because in our culture, we value things that we can't have. It's another silly thing, but that's the truth. So you go over, you talk to a girl, she has an amazing time with you for however many seconds or minutes it went, and then you're gone. And now all of a sudden, all she cares about is getting your attention back. And you Snapchat her in the club, and she's like, oh, here he is. And you've now created this bubble between you and her, even though you're not even in front of her, which is more powerful than anyone standing in her eyesight, which is a pretty amazing phenomenon now you think about it. Like, the power, if you can harness that power, it's a lot more effective than what used to happen 10, 15 years ago, where you just had to go up and talk to a girl and have a long conversation and see where that went. You could be doing this with 7 girls at once, so it's a more leveraged strategy.
Sitting here listening to that, I know some of the younger girls use Snapchat. I haven't seen too many older women using the Snapchat. And as older as 35 to 45, which is typically the age I'm looking at or trying to hang out with. 30 to 40, I bet they would. Above that, it's hit and miss on that. I think they'd much rather pick up the phone and talk. But yeah. I have seen older girls, you know, using Snapchat. I just get sucked in by the younger girls, and they're like, oh, this is cool. It's like new and novel to them, so they're into it. But I haven't been on it. I mean, I do Instagram, texting, Facebook, but, you know, I might look into that, see if I can make it work next time I'm out.
Well, Instagram is almost as powerful as Snapchat. They're neck and neck. It's a slightly different platform. So Instagram is you know, it doesn't have the 24-hour disappearing technology or the instantaneous disappearing technology. So the content is usually more well thought out and higher quality on Instagram, even though they do have the story feature now that Snapchat does. You'll quickly see, I would guess, in the next couple months to a year, I would bet significant money on the fact that you'll start to seeing a way more widely adopted usage of Snapchat by the older generations. It's just like Facebook. It was just college students, and now everyone's grandma has a Facebook. Snapchat will be the same. Instagram will be the same, right? It's always the older folks that are the later adopters to technology. But trust me, those chicks in their 40s and 50s, as soon as they figure out the powers of Snapchat, they're going to be like, whoa, I should have been doing this the whole time.
Thanks for listening. If you want more, go to innerconfidence.com and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for the latest episodes.